gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
It's almost Friday because it's Thursday. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We're so glad that you are here with us. Follow the show social media-wise, Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Facebook, give our station page a like. That's where we put a lot of the questions up and we have discussions. It's just Radio Now. Search for it. Give it a thumbs up. Give it a like and you'll be connected. And, of course, you can call in anytime. Our name, it's in the number, 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. Got another great show. Looking forward to bringing it to you. We got the garbage coming up in a matter of moments. I need some help with a bowling team name. I'll explain more into that, what this is all about. But I think it really is important. I got a phone call, and I don't want to, like, kind of speculate what went down, but it's from our big boss yesterday. Like, one of our big, like, top three bosses that we deal with. And the first couple of words that were said to me, I was like, were you calling me when you said that? Like, I didn't know what to say after that. It was very awkward. Like, I'm not calling HR, but I think I could. And also on the show today, we got Ask Alex. Connor's got quite the situation, Alex.
Yeah, he had a one-night stand. And what happened afterwards is just unlike anything I've ever heard. So he definitely needs your advice.
Okay. And Live the Web Girl brought something up. We'll do it around 9, 8 central this morning. A big debate. You got three options here involving your toilet paper.
So
don't worry. This one's way, way deeper than is it over or under. This is a whole nother level that we're taking it to on the Joe and Alex Show. Alex, how are you doing? We had to say goodbye to you quickly. You had to go to court yesterday.
Yeah, I'm going to update you on what happened with that as much as I can share later on this morning, too. But I realized I probably have broken a record as of yesterday.
What record?
For who's kept their Christmas decorations up the longest.
You do not still have Christmas decorations up.
Oh, my goodness.
I really do.
You are so white trash.
I've been so lazy about putting them away.
Well, when you're like the only one really in your apartment, it's like hard to have effort to do it.
Yeah.
My boyfriend and his roommates still have their Christmas tree up, their stockings
up.
Yeah, really? They still have their Christmas stuff up,
What is wrong with you people? Yeah. What is wrong with you people?
Well, then I guess I didn't break the record. I guess I'm tied for Liv's boyfriend's roommates.
I know. You guys are neck and neck. Who's going to put them away first?
Hopefully me. I need to do it.
Do you really have a thing with Christmas or you're just lazy?
No, I'm just lazy. Yeah,
okay.
I was going to say, this doesn't surprise me that it's still up. Actually, I wouldn't be surprised if it was up from 2017 still.
Because I have to carry it down all these flights of stairs and then come back up with the other decorations and go back down and bring the bins down to my garage. It's like a whole thing.
No,
and
yeah,
that's
that
why.
Awful.
It's not like my apartment is just easy access to putting this stuff away, or I have a big closet I can put it all in. I have to take it all back and forth to my garage, which is way below where I live. It's just like a big thing.
And you don't have an elevator.
And there's no elevator.
Yeah.
So it's hard
That's
for
rough.
Me.
This is
that.
Not right. Am I going crazy over here? Pork chop? This makes no sense.
I get that. I get it.
Here you go, Alex. It's for you. But have a cup
of cheer. Like, my wreath is still Christmas themed on the outside of my door. So everyone
now,
else can see
On the outside of
that.
Your door? All you have to do is go step one, step two. Grab and just throw it inside your door.
Yeah, I haven't done that yet.
I'm gonna find out where you live and come and take it for you.
It won't be hard to find where.
Yeah, I know, huh? Hi, are you Alex?
See, and as we're talking about this on the news right now, Denver, Colorado, winter makes a return. They just got a crap ton of snow. So
it's
see,
Denver, Colorado. It could snow one day, then be sunny the next.
Winter isn't
all
over,
year round.
People.
Yeah. You don't. Okay. You okay? Live the web, girl.
Yes.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Yesterday was very interesting. We did a topic at 7:30 about, like, me possibly moving into my moving in with my boyfriend or moving into my boyfriend's like current house.
Yeah.
And my parents.
I knew this was going to be a big thing.
My parents were not happy. I got a lot of phone calls yesterday.
Yeah. So what'd they say?
Emotions were running high. I mean, they were just so upset. And they're like, you will never be able to convince us. Like, we will never approve of this. Like,
did they say anything about cutting you out of the will?
No, they have not mentioned the will. I think they've stopped threatening that, which is good.
Maybe
but
they've
I
actually
think,
done the paperwork. They're like, well, we had to do it. You know, we
yeah,
tried.
I'm already
three out of
it,
four daughters so. We did good with. One, you know, that's not a bad average.
So I'm not joking. I was on the phone so much yesterday talking to them and emotions were running high. But by the end of the conversations, we were both like, well, we love you. And I was like, I love you guys. Like, it's fine. Notice, like, nothing
so does that
has
mean
been
you're,
done.
You're still going to consider potentially moving in with him soon at some
no.
point? Or you're now you're not?
Now I'm not.
Okay.
For right now, I'm not. My lease is up in September. I'm probably going to sign another lease. I don't know how long that lease is going to
really?
Be for. But
do they care if you live with Pork Chop?
That's a good question. I know that they don't want me living with a guy. But, like, if that guy is, like, in a gay relationship.
Well, they're probably not happy with that either.
Well, no, I mean, they
no, her parents are very loving.
Yeah, oh, they okay. don't, that doesn't bother them. Oh.
But he's bi though, so what if like, he's like, oh, I'm seeing live in a different light and now I feel kind of strange. I mean, that would be awkward for the show too.
I mean, if Porkchop's offering right now, let me get back to you. That might work out.
Which one?
Oh, gosh.
to live with him.
That would honestly be... Alex, I want them to live together. Could you imagine all the crap they'd fight about?
No,
we could talk about
on
air? Because they'd have dirt. Like, I saw the most disgusting thing. But then again, like, oh, we always see Pork Chop's butt crack. We know Liv. You have to tell us about that. Okay, well, cool. Well, we got... let's see here. Did I ask you, Pork Chop, what you did? I'm sorry.
No.
Okay, how was your day yesterday, buddy?
I mean, it was all right. I took a really good nap, like a three-hour nap. And it was one of those naps where... Like, I toss and turn a lot, mm-hmm. and during the snap, I did not move an inch, and when I woke up, I felt great.
I love that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm happy for you, because it seems like you don't really nap at all, and I feel like you need it. You've been talking more, you've been napping more
yeah,
than you
yeah,
had before.
Yeah. Recently.
Good, man, because I think when people get run down, it's not good. It's not good at all.
And I got some blood work back. It was decent. That PTH number went up, but remember, the doctor said, don't worry about that, and the calcium's still looking good right at 9.5, so he says I'm good.
All right, good. All right, Liv, cancel that job search we were going to post
publicly.
Yeah. All right, cool. Hey, we got so much to look forward to this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show. Of course, the garbage that'll be coming up next here on Radio Now.
Yeah, two pop rock bands are feuding. A disgraced TV host might have a new job offer, and this actor is notorious for spoiling the ends of his movies.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Foster the People's Mark Foster has apologized to Imagine Dragons' lead singer Dan Reynolds on social media for comments he made during an interview last year claiming that their music wasn't good. In the interview, he made a joke saying that Foster the People gave all their subpar material left on the cutting room floor to Imagine Dragons. Foster has now apologized, saying, I have been burdened by something I feel I need to amend. I would like to apologize to Dan Reynolds and his band Imagine Dragons. In a passing moment last year, I let some words come out of my mouth that don't reflect who I am or what I stand for. Everything that I have read about what Dan is doing as a humanitarian is moving. I believe he's one of the good guys. It takes a lot of courage to stand for something. Nobody has ever erected a statue of a critic.
Wow. Now, let me ask you this, Alex. Now that somebody has stepped up and made an apology, do you feel like it's time that maybe you could apologize for
calling Nickelback and Imagine Dragons and bands like them butt rock? No. Once butt rock, always butt rock. Foster the People better watch out because they're cutting it close.
Wow. Okay, some people miss opportunities.
I think this is beyond shocking. Matt Lauer could be coming back to TV.
No
way.
Sources say
the former Today Show host is close to a deal with CNN. Lauer could get a second shot at a broadcast career thanks to his relationship with CNN president Jeff Zucker, who was once his boss on the Today Show. Mark Ruffalo, who plays the Hulk in the Marvel and Avengers franchise, revealed that he never got a final script and had to film 5 different endings after the directors feared that he would ruin the real ending. So I guess Mark Ruffalo is notorious for revealing spoilers to all his films,
okay.
Even accidentally live streaming the beginning of one of the Avengers films at one point.
Yes.
So even with Avengers Endgame, he released the name of the film before it was announced to the public. and by the way, Avengers Endgame set a new record for advanced ticket sales. The latest Avengers movie sold more advanced ticket sales in its first week than Star Wars The Force Awakens, which was the previous Fandango record holder. The movie also sold more tickets in its first 24 hours than any other film in history.
The Marvel like studios or like whatever Twitter account and Mark Ruffalo have been like going back and forth for like months.
Oh, really?
And months and months. Like, and like Marvel was joking around that like he was fired, like he didn't have a job anymore, and like he wasn't going to be in the film, and like they've been going back and forth. It's been really funny.
I love that. I like Mark Ruffalo a lot. I like him in chick flicks.
I love Mark Ruffalo.
Lisa Kudrow remembered how thankful the main cast was to have each other during the success of Friends. The hit show's first episode actually is going to turn 25 this year.
Well, I just remember we were all really grateful that we had each other, the other five of us, to keep us in check and to check in with, like, this is weird, right? Did that happen to you? Yeah, I got Fala. I didn't like it. You know, like, it was great to have a group of us.
And Akon has given some advice to Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall as they work on the Coming to America sequel. He was caught on video saying he was so excited for Murphy and Hall to create a sequel, but that they should make sure to get some real Africans on the set and that he'd like it if they share the screen with talent from the motherland. Akon says that having African comedians would make the film feel more authentic and that it would pay off at the box office. Coming up in less than an hour, this reality star could be practicing law soon.
We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Call in if you can help out. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539, or tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. I'm doing something, if you didn't know already. One thing that I really been able to do for the past 2 years that I like, it's be a big brother to my little brother Michael with Big Brothers Big Sisters. It's all over the country. It's really easy to do. It takes about 2 to 4 hours of your time a month. You hang out two times at least, but even more if you want to. That's just the beginning. And you just spend time with a little guy or a little girl younger that needs a positive male or female influence. And listen, if I can do it, anybody can do it. And it's been so rewarding to me, so I really like it. And now this is cool. There's an event coming up that I'm going to be doing, and it's called Bowl for Kids' Sake, and this goes on all around the country. It's a fun bowling event, and sometimes kids are there or not. My team's just going to be all adults. But I need a team name because it's not going to be hard. We just have to raise $500, and I'll put a link out later, maybe like a swipe up on the Joe and Alex Show Instagram if you're interested. I'm not going to beg for donations because you guys do so much for us already on the show. But I don't have a name, guys, and they're like, we need a name. So what the heck can my team name be? It's going to be me and some other like TV personalities. It's going to be me and like three other girls.
I got it.
Oh, thank God. This is quicker than I thought. What do you got?
I can't believe it's not Gutter.
Yes! Yeah! Oh my God!
Did you just come up with that fast?
That is amazing!
I love it.
I thought this would go on like for a long time and people would get bored. I think we have the name.
The best one I could come up with was Pinheads.
Oh, that's good. Ebola.
Oh, I like that one.
Okay, that one might be a little medical-y. I don't know about the Ebola.
You guys could wear medical masks.
No,
yeah,
I think that would be good if they're doctors. Is there anything to do? Because we thought like media something. Because well, I work in radio, and these three other women work in TV. They're reporters and anchors. I mean, I really like these names. I'm not poo pooing them. I'm just wondering if
how about you know the group Bowling for Soup?
Maybe yes, yeah, like
Bowling for Bigs.
Yeah,
Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
I think I say something else.
Oh, living on a spare.
Where are these coming to you right now?
Yeah.
These are the inner workings of Alex's mind. This
that
is insane.
One's good. I like that.
All right, hold on. Let me write these. What are they again? Living on a spare.
Okay. Can't believe it's not Gutter. One.
Living on a. 833 Joe Alex, if you can think of one. 833-563-2539. Living on a spare.
I'm trying to think of one that has to do with media.
Oh, well, since it's for kids instead of Toys R Us, you could do like Strikes R Us or something.
Ooh, I like. What is this? Who are you? I don't even tell Alex about this. I just came up with this. I can't. I honestly, I feel like I'm really drawn to. I can't believe. I can't believe it's not Gutter.
Yeah, that's
you could
fantastic.
Do like,
that's pretty dope.
Snakes on a Lane.
Oh wait, that one's good. Snakes I like
on
that
a,
one.
Oh, like Snakes on a Plane. Okay. I'm a snakey snake.
I was thinking of Human Strikes, like human rights. But Human Strikes.
Britney Spears. Britney Spears.
All right, if you have any suggestions. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you. Do you have anything else?
No, okay. That's all I've got.
I feel like we're in a good spot right now. I don't know if these are the finals, but these are way better. I was going to be like, media monsters.
No, that's stupid. Yeah. So you know what? You should pick the best four out of that, and then we'll put it on Twitter, and we'll have people vote what they think your name should be.
Okay, at Joe and Alex Show. And if you do want to donate to it, that's cool. I mean, I don't expect it. We'll put a swipe up link today on the Joe and Alex Show Instagram so you can be part of the fun. What's my team name again, Alex?
I can't believe it's not Gutter.
Mm-hmm. Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Joe's Need to Know News. America's cheapest cities, the 10 places where you can live on less than $50,000 a year. Researchers calculated the most affordable cities in the U.S. of A by using the 50-30-20 ratio, in which half of a person's income comes with necessities, so 50% of that. 30% goes towards discretionary items, and 20% is for savings. Springfield, Missouri ranked number one on that in the nation. They say that you need a minimum of $33,000 to be comfortable in that state. That ain't too bad, thanks in part to a low median rent of $495 a month.
Jeez.
Could you imagine paying rent for $500 a month?
Amazing.
Oh, that's my good. Gosh. This show is moving immediately to a new location. That's pretty dope. Let's see here. Indianapolis, Indiana, where we're at, came in at number 10 with $40,726. And they say rent $775 a month. I could never find rent for $775. Maybe a one-bedroom, but even that's tough, right? I mean,
they're probably all considering one-bedrooms only, not two.
Yeah, $775 for a one-bedroom and just some roommates. Just cockroaches.
Yeah, is that what you're working with right now?
Okay.
Oh, it does say cockroaches included.
Yeah, I mean, these are not going to be state-of-the-art stainless steel appliances, you know, nice amenity apartments.
I don't even have a dishwasher.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's what you're
going to
get.
You got those hands of yours right there. Wash the dish. El Paso, San Antonio, Arlington, and Garland, Texas, all were in the top 30 for, I guess, where you can live on a certain amount of money, less than whatever per year. Okay. I don't know how this happened, and I don't want to do more research into it, but a woman in Taiwan had four bees living in her eye. Let me repeat, bees living in her eye. The 29-year-old woman's eye was swollen shut. She was unbearable pain and could not stop tearing up. She went to the hospital, and when a doctor looked at her eyes through a microscope, he saw a small bee. He then pulled four alive, not dead, bees from her eyes.
Gosh, I'm going to throw up.
Have you ever heard of sweat bees?
Yeah.
Okay. These were sweat bees. The doctors say the sweat bees were feasting on the woman's tears.
That is so disgusting.
This is like out of a horror movie. Like, there's no way.
So scary.
It's like you pull your eyelid like...
I read that she thinks that they flew into her eye, or like one of them flew into her eye, when she was at a grave site too, visiting tombstones to make this story even creepier.
Gosh. Yikes.
No wonder everybody's calling her all bug-eyed. It makes sense now. Let's see here. Models hit Ultra Festival in Miami over the weekend. Have you heard of that, Alex? I've never heard of this before.
It's an EDM festival.
Okay, they were there over the weekend wearing trendy new duct tape bikinis.
Okay. That is...
First of all, it's not what I thought, because I'm like, what, are they going with a traditional gray? These women obviously are models. They're beautiful, like, bodies. They're amazing. They look really cool. Like, it's really amazing design work. Did you actually look at it yet? I saw it on Instagram. Liv shared it with me. It's insane seeing, like what they can do.
The tape is, like, metallic and, like, pretty colors and all in these, like, crazy shapes. Like, that has got to be so hurtful when you take it off the next day.
Here, Alex, if you haven't seen it, I'll try to move my screen around. Check that out.
How do you go to the bathroom?
I mean, it looks good, but yeah, you wouldn't be able to go to the bathroom because you unstick it. It's going to be hard to get it back on.
Do you think you can go into the water with that?
Ew. No.
For a little bit, but the salt water is going to rip that thing right off.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, somebody on Instagram was asking, well, what do you do? Like, how do you tape your pirate part? What do you do when you got to pee? What do you do when you remove the tape?
Yeah.
I guarantee you, though, it's like a free Brazilian, so.
100%.
Kind of covers it. You know what? I remember how nervous I was when I went to prom with my friend Ashley, who eventually her now husband came and picked her up halfway through. Funny story, but that was kind of awkward being alone at prom halfway through the night. Anyways, I remember putting the corsage on her, and I was just like, oh man, don't mess this one up. What do you think about this? The latest accessory for prom season, they're calling it the croissant corsage.
Yes.
And it's a croissant instead of a flower.
Yes. Have you ever heard of Cheddar's? It's a restaurant chain.
Yeah.
Cheddar's Scratch Kitchen is now selling the croissant corsage. It includes a real honey butter croissant attached to a floral wristband, and you can choose the color of the roses that surround the tasty pastry.
100% yes, yes, yes. I love Cheddar's. They have the best chicken pot pie. I really like that restaurant.
But would you want to eat the croissant if there were like flowers on it?
Well, you don't eat the flowers, you eat around it.
Oh.
I feel like you out
the
of anybody on the,
decorating the outside.
I feel like anybody on the show like Liv would eat the flowers because there's some health benefits to it.
Yeah, I think I would eat the flowers before I ate the croissant.
Flowers are gluten free.
Yeah, croissants are not.
Yeah, you're like, hey, I know we got to boogie down, but I got to go to the bathroom. And the final story today, I'm not laughing like at people's misfortune, but this is just to show you people that are social media influencers, quote unquote, how funny this is to me. This girl, I've never heard of her. Have you heard of Jessie Taylor? She's 21 years old.
No.
Okay. Well, she has like 113,000 followers, and trolls were like flagging her account, like just messing with her, and her account got deleted. So I don't know if she really posted something that was illegal for Instagram, but it got deleted, and she lost her ever-loving mind. This was posted on YouTube. Listen, this isn't funny.
Hey, guys. So, like, I'm in the middle of editing, and my Instagram account got deleted, and I'm trying to get it back. I'm calling everybody I can. And I don't know why it's not working out for me. I'm in LA because of this. I'm in LA because I want to be on Instagram. And I'm randomly just recording this to put this in the video.
Okay. I mean, it gets worse. I mean, she looked like the snot dripping down, kind of a cry. You ever have that? You're like, oh, boogers.
I make all of my money online. All of it. And I don't want to lose that. And I know people like to see me be down and be like them and be like the 90%ers, the people that work 9 to 5.
Okay, now you're, I don't think this is going well. I don't think this is going well. Where's she going to take it?
That is not me. I am in LA to not be like that. I've worked so hard to get to where I'm at. And for that to get taken from me is the worst feeling in the world.
Okay, well, you don't have my pity, because I'm one of the 90%ers that has to I don't really bust my butt doing this job. My point is, though, I go to work every day and put in my time.
But we don't do 9 to 5, so...
We don't either.
But we do
a lot
of hours.
I would also cry if I had to do a 9 to 5.
I think I cried that hard at my grandma's funeral, but, like, that's about it.
I didn't.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that makes sense from what I've heard. Okay, that's Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Rest in peace, Grandma. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You can follow us on social media, Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. For Facebook, we like to use our station page, so just check it out, Radio Now. Give it a like, give it a thumbs up, and join in our conversations. Yesterday, I don't want to say their name, but it is a guy, and I really like this guy. One of the better bosses I've had. I'm not just saying that because I'm about to say something that might make them mad. But they called me up. It was like 3 or 4 in the afternoon. I was actually getting ready to like lay down for like an hour because I didn't have time for a nap. But I was so exhausted. And I see the phone ringing. And it's one of those where I'm like, oh, I got to pick this thing up because it's a boss. If it was like pork chop, no offense. I would be like, oh, well, if he needs something, he can text me and I'll get back to him. I knew it was important. And as I'm starting to do that, I was like, okay. What am I gonna do here? Our big boss calls, and I pick up the phone. I'm like, "Hello, this is Joe," and they say to me,
"Hey, Big Daddy."
No, he did not.
Swear to Jesus, as strike me dead right on the ground. I don't think they meant it, but it's just kind of like usually people are like, "Hey, big guy."
What are you?
But
talking
I pick up
about?
I pick up the phone. I'm like, "Hey, what's going on? It's Joe." He's like,
"Hey, Big Daddy."
That did not happen.
Alex, I swear to God, strike me down right now.
He would never do that.
I think it was an awkward, he probably like, "Hey, big guy." And then maybe he's like, oh, well, he's trying to lose weight. And, you know, he's like feeling insecure about being fat. It was just like,
"Hey, Big Daddy."
And I was like, he said that and I was like, hey.
So.
I could get used to like, "Hey, big guy," or "What's up?"
You didn't ask him what that meant.
No, what am I going to say? He'd be like,
"Oh, you know what it means."
So, I mean, I don't know. Like, we continued this awkward conversation, and it was over in about 2 minutes. But, man, it just... I was like, what? Usually I'm not speechless, and I was speechless. And I don't think it was like a come on. I don't think they was really trying to get with me. I mean, I am kind of a good looking guy here.
How did you respond to that?
Oh, me? When he said the hey, big daddy thing, I was really like, I don't know what to do. I was like,
oh, hi. What's going on?
No, I didn't know what to do. I just, I honestly, because I started stuttering, and I was like, hey. What? I mean, like, I don't know. It's just one of those things. I don't think it was meant to be like a come on, but I was just left speechless.
Sure.
Like, have you ever had an experience where a coworker or a boss, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563, please turn this off, 2539, said something, and it's like, well, that's awkward as hell. And maybe you said it. I mean, keep in mind, I'm the guy that emailed a coworker who no longer works with us, thank God, and I always say, what up, homie? And I'm like, what up, homo? I mean, that got me in trouble. I mean, I didn't get in trouble, but it did. Our HR person said, you need to really word your responses carefully, because somebody, if they felt that you were being whatever, because we know in your heart you're not that, but the word is the word, could have gotten in trouble for that.
Well, the only thing I did that even came close to this was in fifth grade calling my teacher mom by accident.
Oh, that is the worst when you do that.
That was it,
oh,
really.
Oh, my gosh. That's like the worst moment of your life. You just want to sink in your desk and die.
Right?
Really? Like, what?
Oh, my gosh.
Why? Because everybody looks at you like you're a weirdo? Or
I don't know,
what's the problem
like,
with that?
When you're in school anyways, all you want to do is just like blend in with everyone else. And like you don't want to do anything weird. And like kids are so cruel and mean. And so it's like so embarrassing when you call your teacher mom. I just like remember doing that like multiple times. It's like the most embarrassing thing in the entire world.
Have you ever, like, just had a conversation with your parents on the phone, and then, like, after that, let's say you talk to someone else, and then at the end of the conversation, it's like, okay, talk to you later, love you, bye. And it's like,
you say love you to, like, the electrical guy or something, like, the cable guy you're on the phone
with.
He's
like, all right, hey, all I did was install the cable.
Remember that one time that I was, this is, like, maybe a year and a half ago, I was talking to, like, my energy bill guy on the phone.
Oh my gosh.
This is before Porkchop got here.
And he sounded really hot, so I was single.
Oh,
I was flirting with him.
Of course you would. First
and
trap.
I started like, you know what? Maybe we should add each other on Instagram.
What?
And
so, no.
Dude, this is when she wanted something thrown at her. Give Alex something.
He follows me on Instagram.
What?
And I go to his stuff, and he has pictures of him, first of all, with, like, the longest fingernails in the world. Like, these were, like, 1 inchers.
Talons.
Like, so, yeah, talons. And he was holding a pimp cup, like, literally like a cup that said pimp cup in jewels.
Was he good looking?
No. So I blocked him on everything and changed my energy provider.
That's not good. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Okay, attention, attention. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a big announcement to make here on the Joe and Alex Show. Actually, it's one person in particular that has a very, very big announcement. Producer Porkchop put this on our Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show, and he's telling us right now his big announcement.
Today is the first day in my entire life that I've had to wear a 2X shirt.
Wow. Because I'm fat, I'm fat. Stop it. Stop. Not funny.
I just, this quote-unquote big announcement kind of put me in I feel like I'm in a bad mood.
Really? It's really not that bad.
I mean, that's,
a little sassy today.
Well, the thing is, just the other day, or like, what, a week or two ago, I felt like, didn't I say that I thought I just realized I went from a large to an extra large?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I wore an extra large shirt, and everyone's like, it looks kind of small. So
I did not say that. The ladies, but they were being honest, said, that, you know, it might be a little tight.
So I'm wearing this 2X shirt, and I just want you guys to tell me, like, it looks too big, right? Right, Liv? Alex?
It looks like it fits.
It does fit.
Really?
It's not too big. It's not too small.
2X, it's too big.
It's kind of right in the middle right there. I don't know if you're a full 2X, but maybe 1X may be too big for you.
It looks like a little long, this shirt length, but maybe that's just because I'm used to you wearing, like, large shirts and you not fitting into that.
Well, that's the thing. I think his shirts he usually wears are too small. So, see, I think this is actually fits you. It's a good length.
Hey, put this right now on our Instagram story, at Joe and Alex Show.
Okay. Now your butt crack won't show.
That is a good thing.
Oh, my gosh.
That is a good thing.
This is a great...
I'm
news.
Just looking at this video.
I didn't even realize that.
For the first time here and wait a minute. It looks too small maybe. Am I
sure?
No.
Nope, it looks
good. I don't know. I think 2X is
you're fat.
No, I think it's good.
I just maybe think that you have some assets that you're not used to seeing. That's why you think that shirt might not fit.
I've gained 50 pounds in like 5 months, guys.
What are the assets?
Yeah.
Like, literally assets.
His
moobs?
His tummy.
Guys.
And moobs.
He doesn't really have a tummy. And
not so
I
bad.
I mean, it's not extreme.
Honestly, like, you're pretty dad bod it out.
Yeah, I'd say you're a dad bod. I don't think, like me, I have a gut and moobs. Like, that's totally different.
Right, but I think he's not used to being this size.
Is 50
what I'm
pounds
saying.
In 5 months okay? Or do you
no.
think, should I,
no.
like, red
maybe,
flag?
Maybe if you're pregnant, but even then, that's kind of a lot.
Yeah. I thought you were poor and starving yourself to death. I don't understand how you've gained that much weight if you're not eating.
I mean,
well, because when he does eat,
it's only cheap junk.
He goes all out, and it's like the worst stuff for you.
Yeah.
It's really bad for you. But I will say, I had some things in my freezer. And I have these like healthy like grilled chicken breasts that are already like you just have to like microwave them or stuff that my mom got for me, but they really upset my stomach.
You gave them to him?
So I gave them to him, but they're like pretty healthy. And I also gave him a thing of turkey bacon and ground turkey.
Why are you doing that?
He is. Broke. He has no food.
You're broke too.
Every day.
But she doesn't
I'm not
eat
that
it.
Broke.
She's gonna throw it away.
No, I wasn't gonna throw away the turkey bacon or the ground turkey.
She's not
I
broke because she's suckling
in.
Off her boyfriend's food whenever she goes to his house.
That is super true.
Honey, let me make sure that your fridge is clean.
Off that real estate teat.
Get it, girl. Get it, girl.
Get in my belly.
Well, poor chat man. Like, I don't think you should be beating yourself up. I mean, it's all perspective here. Like, I need to lose 150 pounds.
If anything, even though the shirt, the size on the tag is bigger, it actually makes you look smaller because your other shirts are too small, so they're tight.
True.
Hugging in the wrong places, so this isn't more flattering. You look thinner.
I will say, on Monday, there was a gray shirt you were wearing. You should burn that shirt.
why should he burn it?
It was real small.
It was that was a one. That was an XL.
Well, it wasn't big enough.
Don't burn it. Hold on to it. And listen, slope. Like, I right now, I'm 3 to 4X bordering. It's mainly 3.
Wait, you're a 3X and I'm a 2X? I'm one away from you?
Well, I don't know if you meant that as an insult, but it kind of sounded like that. Now, my case is different.
I'm not fat. I'm big boned.
I mean, that's what I have. I don't know what yours is, but...
Well, you have a fitness center in your apartment complex. There's literally... I mean, there's no excuse. And it's not like you have to do a hardcore workout. Just walk on the treadmill and watch TV on your iPhone for a while.
We could just play tennis again and I'll kick your butt because this fatty kicked your butt in tennis.
Okay,
I almost thought he was going to die of a heart attack. I'm not joking, you guys. The way he was panting and sweating.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Emily.
Emily, what did you want to say to Pork Chop?
I just wanted to let Pork Chop know that his gain weight is from his thyroid.
Remember that?
Yeah,
remember
you got all
your
those
thyroid?
Issues.
Yeah, they took out half of my... thyroid in August.
Well, I had my whole thyroid taken out, and I've gained weight, and I did a bunch of research on it, and that can cause you to gain a lot of weight is your thyroid, so read up on it.
Well, why didn't my endocrinologist, I just saw him yesterday,
he probably want to give you more bad news than he already had to.
He should have prescribed me something.
Actually, your surgeon should have told you that.
Yeah, the same one that hit the vocal cord.
So am I like, there's nothing I could do? Like, is there a reversal to this?
No, there's no reversal. You just have to exercise more and watch your diet.
Keep in mind here, I don't know. I'm sorry, what's your name again?
Emily.
Emily, I don't know if you realize this, but Pork Chop Surgeon may not be the best. He's the same guy that hit Pork Chop's vocal cord, and this is what his voice turned into. Oh, sorry. The damn thing's not even working. Play, you punk. I was not playing, dang it. Go ahead.
Someone on Instagram says, keep your head up, Pork Chop. You look great.
That's so sweet. But
to our story on Instagram. So go to our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show to take your guess. You think pork chop looks good?
Pork chop looking like pork tenderloin.
Time to run inside.
I'd rather people not look at that video. Can we delete it?
Oh, 81% says it fits.
That's no. I want it to be too big. You want to
listen, the pork chop. Let's wrap it up with this, okay? You need to be... You know, take charge of your life, be proud, be strong, and just go in that right direction. And if anybody's got a problem with you,
I have one thing to say to you. Kiss my fat ass.
Yeah, you go, pork chop.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kim Kardashian says medication is not an option for Kanye West. In the new issue of Vogue, the reality star opened up about her husband's battle with bipolar disorder. She said for him, being on medication is really not an option because it just changes who he is. She also said that traveling strongly affects his mental health, so he doesn't travel as much as he used to. She said that she does everything to be supportive and help him calm the situation if the rapper is in the middle of a bipolar episode. She also revealed that she's studying to become a lawyer and decided last summer to begin a four-year apprenticeship with a law firm in San Francisco with the goal of taking the bar in 2022. She's been working with author and CNN commentator Van Jones and attorney Jessica Jackson on criminal justice reform for the last several months, visiting prisons, petitioning governors, and attending meetings at the White House. If you're wondering how Kim is going to be studying law, considering she didn't finish college, California, as well as three other U.S. states, offer another path to pass the bar by reading the law or apprenticing with a practicing lawyer or judge. According to Vogue, sometime this summer, she's going to take what is known as the baby bar administered by the state, and if she passes, she will be given the okay to continue for three more years of studying. She said the first year of law school, you have to cover three subjects: criminal law, torts, and contracts. To me, torts is the most confusing, contracts the most boring. In criminal law, I can do in my sleep. She said, I took my first test. I got 100. Super easy for me. The reading is what really gets me. She said, it's so time consuming, but the concepts I grasp in 2 seconds.
That's not, I mean, it's surprising, but her dad, you know, obviously represented O.J. Simpson, so maybe some of it rubbed off, but she was a little kid. But.
I think this is way cool. Way cool.
Yeah, I think it's super, super cool. And also, like, I think that these, like, people make fun of the Kardashians, but I actually do think that these are, like, very smart women.
Well, I mean, I don't know about that.
They've built an entire empire.
They're successful. I don't know about smart, but... That's just my opinion. Well, what do I know?
She might be a lawyer, so I'd watch your back.
Well, okay.
What you say about her.
Justin Bieber has sort of announced his 2019 music plans, and it looks like it includes a collaboration with Lil Dicky.
Yes!
Sources say Bieber is set to release a new song with Lil Dicky next week.
Oh, my gosh.
His first since last July when he released No Brainer. Lil Dicky tweeted new song and video next week, and Bieber retweeted it yesterday. Bieber announced last month that he'd be taking a break from music, so this song could have been worked on before that announcement.
Oh my gosh, I am so excited.
I hope that that's true. God.
I am the biggest Lil Dicky fan there is. I cannot wait for this to drop. I don't care about Bieber, but...
I love both of them so much.
Me too. Oprah says she thinks the Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle, is being portrayed unfairly by the media.
I think she's being portrayed unfairly. If people really knew her, they would know that she is not only everything that we perceive of her as being graceful and dynamic and holding that position, but she just has a wonderful, warm, giving, loving heart.
And Chip and Joanna Gaines' new cable network is coming in 2020. The cable network will replace Discovery's DIY network, which is currently in more than 52 million homes in the U.S. The network will feature long-form programming centering around community, home, garden, food, wellness, entrepreneurialism, and design. It will debut in the summer of, not this year, but next year. Coming up in less than an hour, Lori Loughlin is starting to freak out.
Uh-oh.
Freak out.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Have you ever had someone awkwardly stay longer than they should after a one-night stand? Well, we guarantee it's nothing like Connor's situation. He wants your advice. It's coming up next with Ask Alex on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Ask Alex. You can be on the Joe and Alex Show to get some help. All you have to do is email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. And this morning... we're talking to Connor. Hey, Connor, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up with you?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Doing good. Just trying to see what you need help with.
Yeah, no, I definitely appreciate it. So I met this chick at my at a party my brother had last weekend, and she's not from around here. She was on vacation or something from the Carolinas, I think she said.
Okay.
And, you know, to be honest, she wasn't, like, the hottest girl at the party, but she also wasn't, you know, like, the ugliest.
Well, that's good, right in the middle, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But, like, the thing is, like, she for sure was trying to smash, you know? She was all over me, like, all night.
Okay.
So now, drunk Connor was down because I knew it was going to end up, you know, a good night for me. And,
sure.
And, you know, but... sober Connor the next morning had a different experience.
Just to clarify, we're talking third person now. Okay. All right, continue, Connor.
So we hooked up, and she spent the night, and in the morning, you know, I rolled over and she was gone. And I was like, thank God, you know. But then now I, you know, like, it just, you know, because I was worried about having, like, that post, you know, like, awkward hookup conversation with her, but, you know, she wasn't there. But then I heard, like, this clanking around and, like, noises from the kitchen, and I was like, please let that be my brother, since, you know, I was at his house. So I go down there, and she's in my shirt cooking breakfast. And she's like, hey, good morning. I just thought I'd whip up everyone some breakfast. I hope that's cool. And I mean, like, I was starving and hungover, so I was like, well, that's all right. You know, that seems fine. And,
yeah.
You know, whatever. But so we eat, and then she asked me for sweatpants. And I'm like, what? Like, she still isn't leaving, you know?
Well, you can't do the walk of shame, you know, with no pants on. I mean, I guess you could, but you want sweatpants, right?
Apparently. So, but, like, she's not leaving, you know? Like, we end up watching a full movie with my
Whoa.
Brother.
Okay, yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, like, she's, like, 2 hours, you know, and
so it's probably mid-afternoon at this point.
Yeah, it's like the middle of the day, pretty much, and then she goes, what are we doing next? And I'm like, dude, are you serious?
This, like, girl's bold.
Yeah, like, so I'm like, dude, are you serious? Like, this isn't even my house, my brother's, and she's not leaving. So finally I say, like, you know, I'd love to keep hanging out, but this isn't my house. I really got to get going. And, you know, I got stuff I got to do. I got to get home. And, like, you know, I'm sure your friends are wondering where you are. So I'm just, like, trying to, like, you know, kind of nudge her out the door. And she's like, no, I totally understand. No problem. So I'm thinking, like, thank God she gets it and she's going to leave. But no, she says, and this is where this gets crazy. She's like, before I go, I just really want to know. You know, I just really want you to know that I had a great time last night and today, and I really felt like we had a strong connection or something. And then she's like, did you feel the chemistry too? I just want to make sure, you know, before I go home that, you know, we'll still date.
We'll still date?
So you guys are dating?
Yeah. So I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, what are you even talking about? Like, we aren't dating. We just hooked up. And, you know, now you need to get the hell out of my house.
Are your brothers, yeah.
Yeah. And this girl, you know, full on thought we were going to date, like, long distance or something.
Okay.
So then she says, well, I'm not leaving until you promise that you will, you know, still date me after I go home. So she takes a paper towel, rips it, and finds a marker in the drawer and writes up a contract.
A contract?
Like a relationship contract?
Yeah.
Like, okay, what was on this contract? That's a little crazy, but what was on it?
Yeah, it says, I blank, as in I, Connor, on this date, promise to still date so-and-so, even when she goes back home.
No way.
Good for her locking it down.
This girl is savage.
Did you read over all the terms of the agreement? Did you negotiate at all?
Well, no, I didn't really negotiate at all. I was just like, you are out of your mind. I'm not signing that. And she would not move. Like, we stood there for like 15 minutes arguing.
So then did you finally sign it?
Yeah, I finally signed it because I figured that was the only way to get her out of the house. And, like,
whoa.
As soon as I signed it, her whole mood changed. And she's like, okay, thank you. See you later.
No.
Yeah.
This girl is on another level. This is a scammer of all scams.
No, she's just trying to stay committed to somebody and wants to make sure he feels the same.
I would have just been happy she made me breakfast.
Yeah, no kidding. You're ungrateful, Connor.
Okay, so, I mean, surely are you a little worried about this contract or what?
Absolutely. I'm pretty freaked out about it because, you know, I signed it. It's got my signature on it.
Well, you have to honor it then. When are you going to go visit?
Oh, God, I don't plan on visiting.
So
I don't really want to see her again.
Is the contract that Connor signed actually legally binding? Like, is he actually required to date her? Like, how should he go about this?
833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. I would say yes. I mean, listen, this is going to be a learning lesson for you, Connor, and for anybody listening right now. If you sign something, you put pen to paper, it's legally binding. Like, you shouldn't have done it. You should not have put your name up on it.
DB on Twitter said, LMAO, he must be a rookie at this. Everyone knows there's plenty of excuses to get someone to leave. Sack up, Connor.
Yeah, I know. You could have put like a chocolate bar by the side of the bed, then put it in the bed. That would have got her out of there instantly, and we wouldn't even be having this contract conversation.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I was hungover. You know, like I wasn't in my best thinking.
Oh, so true. Is that going to be your legal thing, saying that you were, like, impaired when you signed this contract?
It could be. That could be what he says. 833-JOE-ALEX. Is he legally bound to date this chick?
All right, Connor, hang on. Maybe we can get you some advice, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. 833-JOE-ALEX. We'll talk to you next here on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And, Connor, my man, are you still there?
Yep, I'm still here.
All right, cool. Alex and Connor, kind of explain... What are we trying to help Connor with, Alex, today for Ask Alex?
Connor had a one-night stand after his brother had a party at his house, and this chick stays out all day long, and she refused to leave unless he signed a contract saying, I, Connor, on this date, swear that I will date so-and-so after she leaves. And the thing is, she doesn't even live, like, in-state. Like, she lives in, like, the Carolinas or something like that.
But he signed it.
But he did sign it because she wouldn't leave otherwise. And so now he's wondering, okay, how legally binding is this contract that I just signed to date this psycho chick?
Were there, like, relation stipulations that you had to, like, hook up with her and do certain things or... Pork chop, don't look at me like I'm a weirdo. It's a legit question. This man signed a contract.
No, he said it only said his name and the date and that I promised to date her.
Your question just made me think the contract didn't say anything about it ending. So, like...
Well, did it say anything about it ending there, Connor?
No, I just said, like, when she gets home on such and such date, I swear I will still call her and pursue her because we have a connection.
So that could potentially mean you're locked in as her boyfriend forever.
Congratulations, Connor.
Wow.
All right, let's go to Raymond. Raymond, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. You're also talking to Connor. What did you want to say?
Yeah, hey, unless the contract was being or signed by a notary public, it is not legally binding. You don't have to do nothing.
I can't understand what he's saying.
He's saying unless you got to make sure you're talking to your phone. It said unless it's signed by notary public, it's not legally binding. So I don't know, man.
So is that something that she can do? Okay, so if you sign a contract with someone and she takes it to a notary, can she do that after the fact and then it is technically legally binding? Like if she went home and had some notary look at it?
Like if she did it today.
Yeah.
He has to be there in the public with her.
Okay.
To actually, it'd be legally binding. Unless he is there with her, she can't do it.
Okay, that's interesting, because I always thought, like, if, like, I made an agreement, like, Pork Chop, I'm going to sell you this car for $500. We make a deal on it, legally signs it. And he's like, no, man, you sell it to me. You said you sell it for $1.
That's
like,
what I
no,
thought.
No, I have a contract, but all right, cool. Sarah, you are on the Joe and Alex Show. We got two Sarahs, so let's go to this Sarah with an H. What's up, Sarah?
Hey.
What do you think about the situation with Connor, who's also on the phone?
Okay, well, first of all, they went to the brother's house, correct?
So yes.
She doesn't even know where he actually lives.
That's good.
So once that he leaves, he just goes home and ignores her calls if they even exchange numbers. Second of all, it was on a paper towel. And as I agree with the last caller, that Raymond, and said that the notary needs to witness both signatures.
But, okay, but you're telling me a contract cannot be drawn up on a paper towel? It has to be some official, really nice-feeling paper? Paper is paper. Paper towel, toilet paper, this, whatever. It don't matter.
Well, but she has to witness both signatures.
Okay.
Well, then she lives out of state. So, yeah. I mean, just wash your hands of it, you know? Go home to your own house and leave your brother. She doesn't know where you live.
Well, this is looking good for Connor, although I do want to ask you, Sarah.
Oh, I just hung up on her, dang it.
Oh, well.
I didn't know.
I was just wondering, you know, is this girl a legend, though? Like, despite all this, is she a legend trying to get a contract to have a relationship?
I mean, honestly, it's a move not often made. But this is obviously a successful maneuver.
Yeah.
I mean, she's very good at it. The other Sarah, what's up? You're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think about Connor's situation with his contract?
First of all, I think that he signed it under duress. That's a point that the other two didn't make. So if he took it to court and he said that he signed it under duress because he felt like she would do something dangerous to him, herself, others, if he didn't sign, that would probably help him out. Two, the whole contract situation, sure, it might work for somebody selling a car. Hey, I'm selling it to you for this amount. Here's a receipt. We both sign it. This you could might be able to use because, hey, here, I put some money into your account. Blah. Mm-hmm. Okay, this one would be like, nah, she's crazy. I didn't know what else to do. Third, I do not recall is the most powerful statement you can make.
Oh. I've never heard anybody ever testify with that. Sarah, as Alex has been asking everybody, pretty good move, though, on her part, right? Like, she's really good at this, don't you think?
Are you impressed? Really crazy at this.
Yeah, but all women are crazy on some level.
Crazy Ooh. Appreciates oh, crazy.
We're all guys, but that's okay, right?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, thank you, Sarah, for calling into the Joe and Alex show. This is insane. Everybody's calling Connor, and they're probably all agreeing. So if you can't get through on the phone right now with Connor and us, all you got to do is take it to social media. Twitter, it's at Joe and Alex show. And for Facebook, we use the station page. Just look for Radio Now and drop a comment on there and let us know what you think.
It looks good for you, Connor. I think you're in the clear.
Yeah, it sounds like it. That's good. A lot of positive feedback there.
Just do a better screening of the girls that you decide to hook up with on a one-night stand, okay?
I will.
All right, and don't sign anything unless you want to be legally bound to it in the future.
Yeah.
This is a learning lesson here, so I like when Ask Alex can actually help everybody, not just one person. If you want to be on Ask Alex, email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. Yeah, what up? It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now. Yesterday, my wife Lindsay was on here, and it was kind of a big discussion. And a lot of people were saying that I was being a controlling husband because my wife Lindsay was going to have lunch plans with a guy having to be a listener to the Joe and Alex show. And listen, I talk on the air, and I really mean it. I love meeting people. I love talking to you if you're a Joe and Alex show listener. I even like grabbing a beer or something to eat with you. That's cool. But I've never said that about my wife. And the reason why is just like, I worry about her safety. I mean, most people that we meet are cool, but there's a few weirdos. I mean, in any line of work you have, you got some weird, creepy people. Alex, you've gotten some creepy letters. You've got things sent to the station, which we had to get
law enforcement. My jail mail.
Yeah, we had to get law enforcement involved with. Even a coworker of ours was a stalker. So,
yep.
I mean, there's all kinds of crazy crap that goes on. It's just a weird world we live in. So I worry about my wife's safety, but this was misconstrued as me being a controlling husband because I'd said, no, I don't want you to go grab lunch with this guy that I've never met before. I don't know who he is. Well, my request was denied. Lindsay actually went out yesterday and grabbed lunch with this guy, and I guess they had a really good time. And she's like, he is my new best friend.
New best friend?
Yeah, so they're really, like, they hit it off. They're going to hang out again, I guess, next week. So I've been told. Once again, I'm not asked about any of this. It's just happening. So I'm glad everybody thinks this is so funny. Glad you guys all just are laughing and smiling behind the scenes here.
So why did she think that they were best friends? Like, what was it about him that she really liked?
They love, like, you know, like Celine Dion. They're really into that.
He's coming. I'm coming. Lindsay asked on Facebook, who wants to go see Celine Dion with me? And I said me. So does that mean I'm going to be going with this guy?
I don't know. I don't even know if he's going to Celine Dion. It's just that was their connection. Like,
okay.
One thing of many. Alex, here's the thing. She shut me out. I don't know. I know nothing about this guy.
Okay.
Once
so
again, I brought
Celine
up.
Dion. He likes
That's
Celine
all I
Dion.
Know.
That's
yes.
all you know.
That's all I know.
I'm going to go ahead and guess just from that right there, he's gay. So I don't think you have anything to worry about.
But I'm gay. I don't like vaginas.
Okay, well, then that
I'm just going to throw that out there.
I don't know if he's gay or not.
It doesn't
matter to me if you're what you are. Like, I don't care.
No, but you care because you were, like, nervous. You were feeling insecure that she's going to meet some dude and fall in love with him, her new guy friend. But
well,
if she's
all
a gay
she
guy
is,
friend, it wouldn't matter, right?
All she's been doing, no, it wouldn't matter. All she's been doing is just talking about this guy, though, and it's like, you sound kind of infatuated with him.
Okay.
You know, so.
But I'm saying the threat goes down a little. The level goes down if he is gay.
But okay. I don't know. But, like, once again, I love Pork Chop here on the show. But he, like, for example, Pork Chop's bi. I always feel like if they're bi, which I don't know if this
there's
guy's gay or bi, there's a chance he could come back.
Well, it's true.
My wife could pull it out of him.
Is there a chance you could ever be brought back, Pork Chop?
Oh, most definitely.
See?
Oh, most
See?
Definitely.
We're in some murky waters here.
All the ladies' ears that listen just perked up. They're like, oh, they're like, huh? You're telling me there's a chance.
What? What did you say? Okay, so that's the latest. There's not a ton, but I guess things went really well. And I'm happy. I want my wife to have friends. She's been, you know, struggling to make a bunch of them. Anytime you move as you get older, it's harder. When you're in your, like, 20s, you can go play in bar leagues or sports leagues and meet people, and you just magically, that's how I had, like, 30 friends when you know, I was younger. Now I got like two.
So what happened with this guy that you went out with?
Really cool. He actually works for the local police department, which is awesome. Young guy, actually meeting him because I saw his Instagram. I was like, there's no way. You look like you're in high school. He has got like a baby face. I was like, if you told me to pull over, I'm like, yeah, right.
No way.
You don't have a Pork Chop. Didn't he have like a really young looking face?
Oh, yeah. He looked like super
Wait, Pork Chop went? Why?
Well, Pork Chop came to the lunch.
Why?
I don't know
why.
He
wasn't invited.
I was here at the station. I was working late, and I saw Joe.
Wait.
He's like, he's heading out to lunch.
Where did you guys go to lunch?
Went to a place called Brew Burger, just grabbed some burgers, and then Pork Chop. But Pork Chop texted me, and he was like, hey, man, where'd you go? I'm like, oh, well, I'm going to grab lunch. He's like, yeah, room? Like, do you mind if I come? And I was like, no, because I like Pork Chop. I enjoy hanging out,
right.
And I wish we all would hang out more at the show, but I really like hanging out with you. And I was like, I guess, but I asked the guy. I said, hey, do you mind if Pork Chop? He's like, no, that's cool, because he listens to the show.
Right.
And we got paid yesterday.
I was going to say, Brew Burger is pretty expensive,
no,
though.
No, there's like
that's what
like
I was
$10
thinking.
Burger. What?
Which is kind of expensive.
On payday, like...
Maybe here's
I
your
know,
problem.
You always
Simon.
Ball out on
just
payday.
That's his problem
had,
when payday
just
ends.
Just because it's in your account doesn't mean that you should
oh,
go ahead and
okay,
spend
I should
it.
Have starved myself instead.
No, you should Hold have gone on. To the grocery like we've been saying since the beginning.
Hold on. Listen. It's okay if he has one meal. So we did.
And
this isn't the weird part. Had a great conversation with this guy. I think we're going to be like friends. We're going to go. I'm trying to get more. Alex has her concealed carry. I want to get my handgun, and I want to start doing that more. But I want to go to the shooting range. But more than that, hopefully, maybe a friendship. I don't know where it is, but I thought
what,
it was
a
cool
guy. You want
this
guy to go shoot with you because he's a cop?
Well, I'm saying that'd be something fun that we have in common. I was getting to know him. I don't know. It's just he said he was a big fan of us after we talked about the Joe and Alex Show Book Buddies. Because when he's patrolling the streets and interacting with kids, he says, "Man, you guys don't realize, but you and Alex going to read to those kids makes a big difference. It's a positive person in their life, even if you guys think it's just silly and they're not even paying attention to you."
Well, I had a cop reach out to me. He tried to arrest me because he said I was ruining kids' lives. So, I'm just
well,
kidding.
To be fair, that cop had a point. Everything you do, except for Book Buddies. It almost evens out.
Wait, how old is this cop?
I think he's like...
7.
No. I think he's like probably like 22, 23. He's very young.
Whoa.
You're just rocking the cradle.
Is he married?
I don't believe
no.
so.
No wonder Pork Chop wanted to go.
Yeah, well,
Pork Chop has a thing for the young men.
I totally... What?
You have a thing for younger guys. This guy
Obviously.
Is only like 23 years old.
I know.
So
I said, no wonder Pork Chop wanted to go. I'm kidding.
I didn't know what he looked like.
I'm literally joking. Oh. Let's take
Pork Chop
breather.
Did say, hey, do you have a nightstick? And that was a little weird. But no, the funniest thing is now up on our Instagram. It is at Joe and Alex Show on our story. Because I said, yeah.
What is it, a picture of you guys?
No, I didn't take one. I think next time we hang out, we'll calm down. Oh, my gosh.
I want to see.
I'll show you in a second. Chill out. But Pork Chop's, like, coming, and I was like, all right, dude, are you ready? What do you want to do here? And he ends up, like, saying, I'm on my way. So we're waiting to order because we both had – me and this listener who's a cop, we both had to leave. We couldn't be there all day. Pork Chop finally arrives after our food gets there. We're waiting.
Jeez, dude.
I'm like, what took, like, how'd your Uber or Lyft take that long? Give him a 1-star. He's like, oh, I drove a Lime scooter here.
No.
He scootered from our job
way.
Downtown to the restaurant, Alex.
What's wrong with that? It's close.
Because it's not as quick as a car. A
not
Lime
necessarily.
Scooter goes like 5 or 10
no,
miles.
No, it goes 20 miles an hour.
It does not
yes,
go
it does.
20.
It has a speedometer on it.
Next time Pork Chop is supposed to meet one of us out for lunch, he's going to be late. He's going to send a freaking carrier pigeon to let us know he's going to be running late.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning to you. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And Do you have an excuse why you leave the show early, Alex? Because we are all kind of wondering what the heck's going on here.
Well, I did yesterday. I had my first ever court hearing for my child advocate's case. So I haven't given an update in a while. It's because I've been working on this case. I have become a child advocate, which is a volunteer thing that you can do anywhere, all over the country. You just find out what your county's child advocate center is and contact them and sign up. And basically, you kind of volunteer, like, the average is 6 to 8 hours a month, getting a case of a kid or kids in the foster care system that have all been abused in some way, shape, or form. Could be neglect, physical abuse, sexual abuse, or mental, emotional abuse. And so these kids have been through a lot, and they don't really have a lot of consistency in their lives. And they, you know, are going to court a lot for the judge to figure out where the best place is for this child to live. And so a child advocate kind of gets to know the child, everyone in their life, their biological parents, if they're in foster care, their foster parents, their relative living, wherever they're placed, you get to know people in the case. And then you kind of, you tell the judge, this is what the child is telling me. This is what I've observed. You know, here's what's really going on in the case. And you kind of like personalize that child for the judge. Because the thing is that the judges on these cases dealing with placing kids in permanent living situations have so many cases on a daily basis. It is very easy to kind of mix them together or not really personalize the child of the case. So what a child advocate can do is kind of make those children in the cases come alive. So yesterday I had my first case ever. And after you have hung out with all these people and done all your little interviews and done your visits and home visits and all that, you make a court report that you submit to the court. It's, they give you an outline and you just fill in the blanks, but it probably takes like an hour, hour and a half to fill in all that information because you're going through all your notes from all the visits. So I filled out this report and I gave a lot of detail in there because I wanted the judge to remember who my kids on my case are. So I kind of went above and beyond with the detail of like what their bedrooms look like, what kind of snacks are in the kitchen, what their daily routines are like, all this stuff.
I could see you reviewing like, and they did not have any goldfish, Your Honor. Just letting you know they were not having quality snacks.
Well, Joe brings up a good point. He's making a joke, but actually, yeah. So like anytime that you notice something also as a child advocate that the kid might need, basic needs or otherwise, you can bring that up in court as well to make sure that their caseworkers, DCS, their therapist, the judge, you know, that people in their life know like, hey, my kid needs glasses for school, for example. Nobody's gotten them glasses. We need to get that done. So you really help these kids in so many different ways, especially by being a consistent, positive person in their life. You are an unbiased party. I just tell the facts. So I don't ever put my opinion in there. So I don't say where I think that the kid should live. I just say, this is what I've observed. Now the judge, you be the, you know, you decide where they should go. I'm just telling you what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I fill out this report and right before court starts, the judge asks everyone sitting in the court. So that's DCS, attorneys, therapists, me. She was like, so who wrote this report for this case? And everyone was kind of quiet. And this person said, well, that was Alex, the child advocate. And the judge says to me,
get the hell out of my court.
No, she said, just so you know, she said, I am so impressed with your report. She said, you should be very proud of yourself. She said, this is one of the best reports I've ever seen. The details you gave were phenomenal. And then all these people, the attorneys and all this stuff for like different parties of the case, all these people around the courtroom started saying like, yeah, by the way, this was an awesome report. You should be very proud of yourself. And then one of the people that works for DCS, Department of Child Services, says to me, what is your full-time job, by the way? Because, like, if you're looking, she was kind of making a joke, but basically saying, like, you know, we'll take you. You can work for DCS because she said my report was so good.
Wait, so are you announcing right now you're leaving the Joe and
no,
Alex show?
No, so then the judge says, like, well, she's the radio girl. She talks on the radio, I'm pretty sure, right? And I said, yeah, which was really cool. The judge knew who I was. So anyway, that made me feel really good because it was my very first report that I've written for this case. And everybody was really impressed by it. So that made me feel good. And then the other short, like quick thing I wanted to share with you was, so part of, you know, when I'm personalizing who these kids are to the judge and stuff to make them stick out in her mind as she's thinking about their case is I get to say, you know, what these children or child, what the child wants me to let the judge know. So like I start describing, my child really loves gymnastics. Mm-hmm. So I start saying that they love gymnastics and, you know, they want the judge to know that or whatever. And the child happened to be in court because she is not school age. So I look over and this kid had been so solemn the entire time. I mean, she's probably bored to death.
Yeah, I mean,
just
court
listening.
Cases, like,
yeah, it's very boring for a kid to sit through that. But like, as soon as I started talking about them and they loving gymnastics and all this, this child just started smiling so big, and we made eye contact, and she looked at me, and she was so excited to hear me talking about gymnastics and how she loves it and all that. So that was just like such a cool moment for me that I got to, hey, don't forget, this kid that everyone is talking about is a kid. Don't forget that they have gone through a lot of horrible, horrible stuff in their life, but don't forget about them, that they want to do kid stuff. And so that's what's so cool about being a child advocate. And so that was my first experience with that. And I just wanted to share that very, very little bit. I can't really share a lot, just obviously for confidentiality
purposes. You can't get out the details. Yeah. Totally makes sense.
So, but if you feel like this is something that you would be good at and that you think that you would enjoy doing, we'll put a swipe up link as well on our Instagram story at Joan Alex Show. So you can get more details about what a child advocate is and mm-hmm. all that stuff. If you're interested, you just do like 30 hours worth of training. So just a couple days a week for like a month, you just go to classes. You learn all about trauma, how the court system works, how to fill out your reports, cultural sensitivity when you're dealing with different races and people of different cultures and stuff in your cases. And that's it. You don't have to have a social work degree or anything. Like I said, I'm a volunteer. It's unpaid. It's just something that I do with my free time. So if you're interested, I highly recommend it, but that's where I'm at. I just wanted to give that short update.
That's awesome. And Alex also is offering like a book report service because she writes so well. So if you need your grades to go up, contact her. No, that's really cool. We're all proud of you. That's really awesome news. I love when we get calls like this. Arielle, you're on the Joan Alex Show. What do you want to say? Complain about the show again? What did we do?
You guys are so terrible.
I knew it. Thanks, poor chop, for putting her through. No, what did you really want to say?
I really wanted to tell Alex, thank you so much for doing what you're doing and taking the time out of your day to do that child advocating, because I actually required a child advocate when I was younger, and it is the most difficult thing to go through as a kid because you have no idea what's going on. My own child advocate actually never really even talked with me. So you are changing that kid's life, whether she's going to remember that later or not.
Wow.
That's awesome. So
that is incredible.
Just know that.
Thank you so much for sharing that. That is so interesting to hear the perspective of someone that needed one when they were a kid and now that they're an adult. That's when I was Googling, when I was deciding on if I wanted to do this or not, when I was Googling child advocates, I was reading testimonies like that from people that are grown up now that
adults,
had a child
yeah.
advocate. And they said similar things, like it just changed my life having that person helping me through that court process and stuff like that. So
I think
that is
powerful.
So awesome.
Thank you for sharing that.
Absolutely. And like I said, not all of them do what you're doing. Like, some of them do volunteer and give time, yes, but it's so much more than that. And when you're advocating for a child, that is a whole being that you're taking care of. Essentially, you're volunteering to help that child, and it's just a whole nother life in your hands, and it's crazy. So, you know, thank you. You are going way deeper, and like you said, above and beyond in your reporting.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate
Absolutely.
That. Thank you.
Have a great day. That is awesome. And we're putting a swipe up link right now. Hearing something like that, pretty powerful testimony. It really makes you think, what can I do to help out?
Yep,
we'll
I put that up.
Go ahead.
I put that up right now on Instagram at Joan Alex Show on the story.
All right, guys, today's a special day.
Sure, if I had the wings.
It's
of a
National
swallow,
Barbershop Quartet Day.
What? How do you find this stuff?
How do you not find this stuff, Alex? I mean, this is where you get all the different voices. They all blend together. Listen to them.
Then a rocky old road.
Okay, so that might be a little boring for people that listen to the Joe and Alex Show. I think it's kind of interesting. But what if we had barbershop quartets covering popular songs like Bohemian Rhapsody?
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango? Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Oh, my God.
See, that's pretty dope. Hold on, though. It doesn't stop there. Wait, there's more.
Oops, I did it again.
Come on, girls.
I played with your heart. Got lost in the game. Oh, baby,
they're
baby,
good.
Oops. You think I'm in love. Then I sent from above. I'm not that innocent.
Now, let me ask you something as guys. Producer
yes.
Porkchop and Joe. Have you guys ever really been to a barbershop where they had that?
No. The barbershop I go to does not have that.
You should tweet us at Joe and Alex Show and tell us if the barbershop you go to does this, because I think it would be fun for Joe and Porkchop to go and try it out.
No, wait, go ahead.
Does the term barbershop quartet actually come from, like, they used to sing at a barbershop?
I thought. That's what I thought.
Do me a favor. GTS that real quick, okay?
Okay.
Just go ahead and look that up. And I'm going to wrap up this awesome celebration that we are doing here on the Joe and Alex Show for National Barbershop Quartet Day with a little melody. This is real talent, though. Even if you don't like it, listen to how cool this is.
Poker face, my poker face. 20 years, and I got the moves like Jagger.
No way.
And we'll still be all about the bass. No treble, we're all about the bass. No treble, 20 years from Hey Sexy Lady.
Whop 'em Gaten style! Gaten style!
Come on.
It's impressive, come on.
How can people possibly concentrate cutting your hair if they're doing all this?
And no one's gonna save you
from the beast about to strike.
Now, this is before all the stuff came out with Michael. So there's that. Poor child, did you ever figure out what the barbershop quartet has to do with the barbershop?
Yeah, it looks like Alex might actually be right.
What? That's a first.
Yeah, it might have to do, let's see, popularity of the style faded in
19 what?
I'm still reading it. It faded in the 1920s.
Okay. Okay, way
bring it back.
Yeah. No, actually, I like my barbershop where I'm at now. I'm fine with the music they're playing. But thank you, gentlemen.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Lori Loughlin apparently is finally realizing just how serious the college admission scandal is that she's involved in. One source said she's seeing the light that she will do jail time and she's freaking out. The 54-year-old actress and her husband were arrested last month and she was reportedly offered a plea deal by prosecutors but turned it down because she is a dumbass. The source said she has been in complete denial and refused to accept any jail time and thought that the DA was bluffing yesterday.
Oh, man.
What an idiot.
Come on.
According to a legal analyst at CBS, Felicity Huffman pleading guilty and giving such a perfect statement of remorse and contrition is a very bad sign for Lori Loughlin. They said if you go forward and fight this case, you can really wind up with a sentence that is a lot of time in prison.
Could you imagine Aunt Becky in jail for 20 years?
No. Loughlin and her husband both got hit with additional charges on Tuesday, too, after she didn't plead guilty. Then they're like, cool, well, we're also going to give you money laundering. So now...
That's a serious one.
Now she's facing up to 40 years in prison.
Dang, Aunt Becky!
If she's convicted.
We need a new Orange is the New Black episode with her in it.
In the meantime, Dance Moms coach Abby Lee Miller offered her support as a consultant for Felicity Huffman as she prepares for possible prison time.
My advice would be to take a deep breath. And if you need a consultant, I'm your girl. She's a big star. And I think when she gets there, they're going to be out for her. And I don't necessarily mean the other inmates. I think they will welcome her with open arms. It was definitely the guards. And they're supposed to call you by your name or by your number. And they would say, where's that dance mom's lady? Where's that dance lady? We're going to get her. Be respectful of everyone. Keep a very low profile. Be kind to people, tell your story, but listen.
And make sure you know how to make a shank.
Yep, shank you very much.
Late rapper Nipsey Hussle's celebration of life will be held at the Staples Center Thursday morning, this morning. His mom, Angelique Smith, had these encouraging words for his fans.
Please do not stay down. Do not mourn, because Nipsey is great. And now he is even greater because he has no bounds and no limits. His energy is everywhere. He can touch. He's there with you now, and he's here with me now.
She also said that when she saw his body after he was shot, he wasn't scary looking.
Please be encouraged. He was beautiful. He did not look scary. He did not look like he was shot. None of that. None of the trauma, the way that he left this earth, none of that showed on his face. He looked like a radiant, clean, beautiful, light being. Yes.
I just think that she sounds like such a sweet lady.
She sounds really sweet.
She's so positive, and that is so hard to do when you lose a child. His public memorial service will be held today at the Staples Center and will also be broadcasted on BET and live streamed. The service will be broadcasted commercial free starting at 10 a.m. Pacific time and will be live streamed on BET News Facebook page.
Jennifer Lopez is firing back at former baseball slugger Jose Canseco after he alleged that Alex Rodriguez cheated on her with his ex-wife. During an interview, she was asked about Jose's tweets, and she said, "I mean, it doesn't matter. I know what the truth is. I know who Alex is. He knows who I am. We're just happy. We're not going to let other people come and tell us what our relationship is. I know what our relationship is." Drew Barrymore explained why she likes to post no makeup pics of herself on Instagram.
You know, in the world of Instagram, I think the most disarming we can be about how just ridiculously messy and normal life is, and those extraordinary moments are celebratory and special and should be recognized as privileges. But real life is real life, and it just doesn't look and feel that way all the time.
And I love this clip. Sean Penn talked about the inspiration for his character in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, which is one of my favorite movies. Fun fact about me, I don't know if I've ever said this on the show, I love high school movies like that.
Except for High School Musical.
Right, except High School Musical. Not musicals, but I love Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink, 16 Candles, Mean Girls. Like, those are all my Clueless, my favorite types of movies. But anyway, so here's Sean Penn.
When I read it, I immediately heard somebody I knew. There's a fella that grew up in the neighborhood where I grew up. So at 9, I moved to the beach, and I was first introduced to somebody who was rhythmically aligned with that character.
Did this person ever know that he was the inspiration for you anyway, or some of the inspiration for Jeff Spicoli?
I really don't think so. But part of that may have had to do with him not knowing where he was.
Coming up in less than an hour, two pop rock bands are feuding, a.k.a. butt rock, as I like to call them.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
So much coming up here on the Joe and Alex Show. Do not go anywhere. We got your dummy of the day. I'm calling this one propane pants. That's on the way. And coming up next, toxic masculinity. It's been all over the news. You might have seen it on social media. Gillette was in the news for their big commercial about it. Well, there's something now going on at a college campus, which I don't know. Do we need to start doing it here on the Joe and Alex Show with me and Pork Chop? Would guys want to do this to try to help out? We'll find out coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You know, I don't know how to feel about this, and it's a big discussion in general. We're not going to get into everything having to do with toxic masculinity. I mean, hopefully, parents, you're doing a good job in raising your boys right. And we're all going to disagree on, you know, boys being boys, like what that saying means, yada, yada. But this is interesting. One group is kind of trying to tackle toxic masculinity at a college. And I might mess it up. So if you guys know it, correct me. But it's a university called, is it Leahy or Lehigh?
Lehigh.
Lehigh University, the College of Education. They have formed a men's cuddling group, and they aim to redefine masculinity and heal trauma along the way. 833 Joe Alex. I kind of want to know if any guys would be down with maybe like a cuddling group if we formed one here on the Joe and Alex Show. We also got producer Pork Chop, who obviously could maybe be one of my cuddle buddies and join in the cuddling as well. Now, it's interesting because this is at a college, but I'm reading this article that I saw, and some of the guys, it says the two-year-old group, it's been around for 2 years, wow, the two-year-old group draws men from various backgrounds. There's a 37-year-old Mormon who works as an airport gate agent. There's a 57-year-old married man, married father of three.
Wow.
And a 62-year-old retiree.
Aww.
So there's also younger college guys. Oh. Here, Alex, here's a good photo of the group right there you can check out.
Yep, super weird.
You think it's weird? Why 100%. Do you think it's weird that these guys are cuddling?
More than, I mean, it is weird. I will say that. It's definitely weird. But more than that, it's so unnecessary. This accomplishes absolutely nothing.
I think I missed something. Who are they cuddling with?
Each other.
Each other.
And what's the point of it?
It's trying to make men be more, I guess you don't have to be as masculine. You can be, you know, just...
Trying to break the boundaries in the walls.
You can have a sensitive side because it's like, oh, don't be a girl, Pork Chop. Got
Which
you,
is
but
so dumb and so pointless.
I don't even
Somebody
think...
needs a hug, Alex, and I think it's you.
No,
come here.
I want to be hugged. I like being hugged. But I'm just saying for what they're trying to do, they're trying to, you know, get rid of toxic masculinity, which I don't think exists. I mean, the thing is that strong, brave, integrity-filled, confident, self-assured guys don't rape and harass women or shoot up schools. It's the weak, insecure ones who are trying to prove their masculinity who do that. I mean, 26 out of 27 of the last deadliest mass shooters were fatherless. The guys who commit atrocities like this, that is so-called toxic masculinity, are in desperate need of more of a strong male presence in their lives, not less.
So they need masculinity. Cuddling.
No, if masculinity was actually toxic, then why aren't boys growing up who are growing up without fathers happier and healthier? Instead, these kids that have no fathers in their lives are more likely to be depressed, commit crimes, drop out of school. I mean, we need to be trying to save masculinity,
saying,
not get rid of it,
so
or cuddle
you're
it.
Saying that who don't have, who only have like female figures in their lives, don't have fathers, are the ones that are committing all of these
crimes? They are more likely, by every single metric, yes. Every single statistic, yes. If a boy grows up in a home without one, they are more likely.
And
it is important.
That's because they don't have masculinity in their life?
Yes.
Or just because they don't have a full home?
Because they don't have enough masculinity. Boys need it. Boys need strong, integrity-filled masculinity in their lives.
I think having a man in a boy's life is definitely important and good. But like,
right.
I was raised by women, and I respect women.
But think about
immensely,
but you struggle with depression and anxiety and stuff.
I
love that stuff from not having a dad in your life.
No, I don't. That's got my dad not being in my life, and he was like in and out. That's got nothing to do with my depression.
That's what you said. You said that before. How you talk about how your relationship with your dad is hard for you, and that.
No,
causes a lot of anxiety for
you.
The
thing with my dad, it's both my parents. Both my parents were messed up, but my depression or anxiety thing like that is just the fact that, I mean, I miss my dad. He died when I was 21. It kind of sucks that he hasn't been here. I mean, at least for me,
yeah.
I can't talk about everybody, but damn, I miss my dad. I wish he could be here.
I don't think this has anything to do with that. It's just that I think what they're trying to show is that, you know, masculinity and femininity, like it's all like a spectrum, and you don't have to like succumb to one box.
I don't feel the pressure as a guy, you know? Liv, and as Alex, mm-hmm. I don't feel the pressure like, you better not be a wussy, Joe. You're a big wussy.
Right.
But that's when people talk about getting rid of toxic masculinity, that is what they're saying.
No, but I feel like there is some pressure like among guys, like, you better man up, bro. Like, yeah, did you hit that? Like,
that isn't
things.
Healthy.
Of course not.
Right.
Now, is cuddling the solution?
No.
I don't know. Well, hold on.
Instead of them spooning each other, they should be joining an organization like you do, Joe, like Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Spoon your little. That
not
is in
spooning
the,
their little.
That is in the rules.
But they can be mentors to young boys who don't have father figures and stuff in their life. I mean, saying that we need more masculinity doesn't diminish the fact. I'm not saying that we need less femininity. We need an equal amount of men and women and masculinity and femininity in society. That's the problem. That's why we have all this brokenness.
I don't think there needs to be, like, I just don't think it's like masculinity and femininity. Like you're saying it like there's like only two and they're two
there
separate
things.
There is only
things. Two.
Mark,
there's two.
You're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
I get a long drive most of the time going to work, and it seems like I just, every day I agree with Alex more and more on everything. It's kind of weird. But
she's single.
Yeah. I'm taken very happily. And, you know, growing up with a very strong dad, very strong grandfather, and that down the line, I feel like who I am as a person came from my mom and my dad, just the way they handle themselves differently.
Yeah.
And I just don't understand, to like what Alex is saying, why do we have to get rid of masculinity? Why can't men be strong?
I'm not saying
they can't.
No, I don't think that men can't be strong. I think they can be strong. But I also think that if we are putting the word strong with just masculine, and that's taking away that women can't.
No, it's
being
not.
Being femininity,
so stupid.
You can't be strong.
For me, Mark,
just described masculinity as.
Yes, and so is femininity. There is such a thing as a strong man and a strong woman. It's
right,
important
so
to have
both. Why can't
it
just be strong? Yes. Why does that have to be like classified in like a separate thing? There can just
because
be
you're
strong
implying
people.
That because you're implying that masculinity is toxic, and I'm saying no, it isn't. We need more of it. It's important
there is,
to have it.
To me, this whole thing. Hold on, ladies. I will let you fight because it's my favorite part of the show is when you two
I'm
argue.
I'm not fighting. I'm just saying.
Well,
I'm
arguing.
Just explaining.
But my thing is like if you say toxic masculinity, I think sometimes it's overblown though. But there are. I don't know if it's females have toxic things, but for me, in my personal opinion, toxic masculinity. There's a few things where it could be like, yeah, bro. Like, do you hook up with like certain expectations as a guy? Like, did you bang her? Did you do certain
right.
things like that? That doesn't mean necessarily that you're a gentleman, but I don't
yeah.
think that all guys are bad.
And here's the thing. Being masculine is not toxic. That's not what it is. There is a such thing as as toxic masculinity.
No, that is such a contradictory
being masculine
statement.
is not toxic.
How is it contradictory?
Because there is not. There is such a thing as good men and bad men, but masculinity in itself is not toxic.
No, but things that people define as you being like, you're a masculine man because if you do this, or like that makes you masculine. Because people say all the time, he's very feminine.
That's just wrong.
People say that, though.
I think the parents who treat their, you know, if their boys cry, they're like, uh-uh, and like, boys don't cry, like, don't cry, like, boys don't cry, that is toxic masculinity.
I have a couple questions and one statement. I think what these guys are doing, these cuddle guys, to try to learn, like, femininity, I think
I don't think they're trying to learn femininity. They're just trying to break the boundaries.
More sensitive.
I'd like to know how that breaks any boundaries.
That's what I mean. Well, I think
it does nothing. It creates awkward boners.
I think their angle, pork chop, well, I think that their angle is that they're trying not to make guys have to be super tough all the time. They can be sensitive.
That's what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, I think that's good. Like, they're, because that's being more diverse. That's learning different, you know, maybe how girls do things. But I think there's a better way. Maybe, like, take a home ec class, a cooking class, learn how to sew, something like that. But, so that's the first statement. Second statement is, I'm curious to know what Alex would say about this. So, when Chase and I become parents, like, because you've been very, like, you know, man, woman. Let's just say in my relationship, like, I'm more manly and Chase is more feminine. I don't know if that's necessarily true or not. But
well, you're not manly, so no.
Do you think in our family growing up that won't be as good for our kids? Or do you think, like, do you see what I'm saying?
If you're asking me my personal thoughts.
No, I'm not asking your personal thoughts on, like, homosexuality or anything.
I don't know how I could answer
this. Okay, hold on, wait. Because I don't want people listening to, because, like, yes. I'm going to say this. I do think it is important for there to be a male role model and a female role model. But in mine and Chase's situation, I think if we both grow up to be good parents, and if we both, you know, if maybe one has a softer side, one has a stronger side, or maybe if we're just both, you know, good parents, I think that's what it comes down to, is being a good parent. I think if we're both good parents, then we can have kids that will grow up without issues. And I'm just curious if you could agree with that statement or not.
I agree, knowing you as a person, I don't have any doubts that you will be a great dad one day. I have no doubts. I do think that there is a value to be put on a marriage or a family life that has a man and a woman in it. That being said, I don't think that you would necessarily be a bad parent, but I do think it is important for a kid to have a mom and a dad. I do.
I think it's personally, as we wrap this up right here, because we are running out of time. I'm sorry. Not that I would love to talk about this all day, but I get where Alex is coming from. I get where you're coming from. I think at the end of the day, whatever it is, man, woman, man, whoever, I think if you do have the parents, because you could have a mom and a dad and they could be the crappiest parents in the world.
Yep.
But just because they got a P and a V doesn't mean anything.
That's true. That's very true.
So there's two sides to that.
Yep.
Hey.
Glad we could come together.
I obviously deal with that all the time with my child being child advocates.
Hey, I don't like that we're all agreeing on this at the end. This sucks. Okay.
I'm not.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Not fully.
Well, hey, well then, Liv, get on Facebook. Just search for Radio Now. We'll put this up there and we can get your thoughts. We'll put a little link to the cuddling group or something. Okay, listen, the thing I love about the Joe and Alex show is everybody's a part of it. There's me, there's Alex, there's Liv the Web Girl.
Andy Asparagus.
Producer Porkchop. Random outburst from Alex. And you. Yes, we are all one big family here, like it or not. You're stuck with us. And we want you to join in this conversation because this is a serious one. And also, if we could put this up on Twitter in a second, at Joe and Alex Show, I'd like to have a little Twitter poll here. Liv the Web Girl, what is your question? Because this is you bringing something to air today.
Yes, I want to know people's toilet going etiquettes. I want to know, and like habits, I want to know if they nest, which is laying like toilet paper down on the seat before you sit on it.
Okay.
If they squat and hover, so their buttocks never touches the seat, or if they raw dog it. So they just bare butt.
Cheek to toilet.
Sit on the toilet. Yeah. And obviously this is for like public,
bathrooms not at home.
Work. Yeah, not at home.
Okay. Well, I'll go first. I'd like to cast my vote on Twitter real quick. I am team raw dog it.
Me too.
You are?
What?
I am too.
Yes. What? I mean, obviously, I clean it up. I'm just like, well, it's there. I clean up the area. But once it's clean and dry, if there was a little tinkle before, yeah, raw dog city, baby.
Honestly,
Raw Dog City
please
Trick.
Please don't tell me you Raw Dog.
I'm 70% Raw Dog and 30% Squat. I don't nest. Nesting is
insane. A lot. Or I mean, sorry, I hover a lot too.
Yeah, so I hover if the bathroom, depending on what the bathroom looks like, I'll hover. Porter potties, 1,000%. I will never sit down in a porter potty ever.
Heck no.
Ever.
Wait, who can hover. Actually, when you're pinching one off, who can actually hover?
It's hard.
I need to be fully relaxed with my legs
your,
in the
your
air.
Your thighs burn.
Joe, you couldn't
hard.
Do it.
It's
I know
hard,
I couldn't.
You got to do Hold it on. Sometimes.
833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Do you hover? Do you nest by putting toilet paper down? Or is it just butt cheek to toilet seat? We call that raw dog.
I nest sometimes.
Oh, gosh, you do? That takes so
it's
long.
So much work.
It depends on how bad I got to go.
And then my butt's a little damp, so it's like it gets stuck on my butt. It's not fun for anyone.
I got to answer before I have to answer phones. But I need to know, why am I the minority on this? Because I 100% nest. 0%
I'm
hover,
not surprised. That's your personality.
Yeah, you're a nester, no doubt.
0% raw dog. I don't understand how you can. Are you kidding me? This is a public toilet.
I feel like most gay guys do raw dog, so super surprising.
I mean, you got to be careful when you're doing that, to be sure.
Mind blown. I don't understand how everyone is okay.
You nest every time.
Every time, 100%.
It takes so much extra time.
No, what? I literally put two pieces.
Someone wants to know, if you are a nester, though, and you are presented with the pre-made toilet seat cover,
are you pulling
that out of the box and
You're
using
not,
that, or the
not?
Toilet paper?
Why not?
Because it's just the way you do it. I get one piece of toilet paper, put it, another piece of toilet paper, put it. Boom, I'm good.
Oh, no, if I do nest, I'm using four pieces of paper on each side, the back, and the front.
That doesn't make any sense.
You go down, down the long way, then you go like crisscross in the back and the front.
My way is totally the best. It's so that your butt cheeks aren't touching the bare toilet.
But your butt is still exposed to the toilet in the back.
And do you really think?
No, it's not.
Do you really think that your butt is covered from touching the seat with one ply paper? It's not.
What do you do? What do you do here? Do you nest here?
Oh, yeah. One.
That's crazy. I have raw dog. Here.
Wow. So you do that everywhere.
This is why I do it, because I don't want my butt touching all your butts.
833-JOE-ALEX. Are you team nest where you put the paper down? Or team raw dog where it's booty on the toilet seat? Or are you team hover?
Hover.
Literally
there's
shook.
A pull up.
I am shook.
All right, let us know on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show. I'm so surprised he's a nester. Come on. Wow, a lot of interaction here on the Joe and Alex Show, which is what I like. We are talking about something. Liv the Web Girl was wondering, now, why did you bring this up? Was it a dilemma you were facing, or what happened with the toilet paper?
Well, I heard someone talking about it, and this guy said that it was a deal breaker because he found out a girl he was talking to raw dogged it everywhere.
On the toilet, which means no toilet paper, just butt cheek to toilet seat.
Yes, and so he was like, is this a deal breaker? Should I end things? Should I break up with it? And I was like, who doesn't? It's 2019. Who doesn't raw dog?
I mean, the options we're proposing today, and maybe you have a different one we don't know of, but there is nesting, which, no surprise, Pork Chop does, where you put the toilet paper down and you try to have a little layer between your seat and your butt cheek.
Yeah, duh.
There's hovering, which a lot of women do in general because, well, bathrooms are disgusting that women are in. Or there's just raw dog, where it's your booty to the seat, which I think is the way to go.
For the record, women's restrooms are always 10 times more disgusting than men's, I think.
Oh, I think you're right about that. Except my wife would disagree at home. I'm the one that can't hit the seat. Katie, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. We'll kick it off with you. What team are you on?
I'm raw dog.
Absurd.
Why is it absurd?
Because I just don't understand.
Now, Katie,
okay,
explain.
There's no reason you can't raw dog. I'm a microbiologist, and he says that the toilet seat is cleaner than the bottom of your shoe every time.
Ooh.
What? That's disgusting.
Gosh, thank God I lick toilet seats and not shoes then.
Hey, thank you for calling in, Katie. Let's go to a tweet right now, at Joe and Alex Show. If you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find the whole show there, and you can join in the conversation.
Maddie on Twitter said, I read that nesting is the worst because the toilet paper soaks up most of the bacteria in a bathroom.
Okay, then
you're putting it right against your butt cheek.
Then why wouldn't the toilet seat? Why would the
toilet
paper?
Well, because I guess like the fibers in the paper.
That's what I'm saying. You wipe it down with the toilet paper.
It absorbs
even if it looks clean, I always wipe a seat down. I never know what I'm sitting
that
on.
That almost makes me want to bring my own toilet paper.
It makes me want to bring my own toilet lid.
These dirty particles have a farther way to travel to get to the toilet paper than they do the top of the seat, by
dirty
the way.
Dirty papa.
I'm a princess. The saying is, a princess always has her throne, and that just happens to be my porcelain throne. I'm raw dogging it, baby.
I thought you were going to say a princess doesn't poop.
Also that.
Kay, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and you might be the only person that agrees with Pork Chop.
What, nesting?
Yeah, is that what you're doing?
I mean, you know what? Okay, number one, I do not like to use public bathrooms, number one.
Oh, but sure. Nobody does.
If I do, then I will hover, you know, because like she said, the women's bathrooms are like the nastiest. So I would hover, okay? But if I had to sit, if I absolutely had to sit, then I would nest. But it's only for a few seconds. But not only that, but you also have to put toilet paper over the water so you get no type of splash back either.
Okay, well, not to get too gross, but how are you creating I don't understand how you're creating such a big splash.
Well, you know, like if you're hovering, if you're a woman, if you're a female and you're hovering, you know, you let it flow, right over.
At good point, more velocity and travel distance.
And so, I mean, it's just, I just think that, you know, it's nasty to just raw dog. You know, that's bacteria. That's like nastiness.
Mm-hmm, I'm with you, Kay.
All right.
And so, yeah, I'm not with that. You know, but I really don't use the bathroom.
I've seen Joe's swamp butt, like, through his pants.
Ew.
So, like, you have not.
If he goes and sits on the toilet before me.
You can't do swamp ass accusations.
Swamp butt.
Like, it's so funny that Porkchop is a nester and so worried about his, like, buttocks and the germs because your half of your butt
is hanging out
at all times.
You should be concerned with what we have to deal with.
It's exposed at all times. Like, if you ever fart during the show, those particles are going straight out in the air.
Oh, my God. No, that lives 100% right here. Tiffany's on the Joe and Alex show. I think we might be wrapping it up with you. What team are you on? Are you in team Raw Dog, where your butt hits the seat, nothing in between? Are you team Nest, where you put the toilet paper down, then your butt cheek? Or are you team Hover?
Totally team Nest. I mean, the people that I see come out of the restroom that work before me, the nastiness that I see on the toilet, and women and their cycle, heck.
Okay. We know what happens. Do we really need to say that? Okay.
And the thing is, like, Alex, I'm not like building an entire nest. I'm just putting literally one piece of paper there and then another piece of paper there.
If Porkchop was a Republican, he'd want to build the wall, but he'd use toilet paper and nest.
Okay, do not text and drive, because, well, that could lead to an accident and a ticket, and you're just a big dummy. But pull over, or wherever you're at, grab your phone right now and text this word. The word I speak of today? Well, good question. I just closed out my damn thing, so I don't know what word to tell you to text.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Hold on a second.
It's 52140.
That's the number, yes. Yeah. But let me give you thy word.
Oh, this is... I don't know the word.
Okay, it's Stella. Here it is. S-T-E-L-L-A. Stella to 52140. You will have a chance to win Chain Smoker tickets. They're going to be with Five Sauce and Lennon Stella. That's why we're having you text that. Bankers Life Fieldhouse on Thursday, November 7th. Tickets are on sale, but win them right now by texting to that number. All right, cool kids, what do you got going on today?
I have to work and fill in for a girl at work, so that means that I have to work with the kiddos again today at the gym daycare, and I'm not looking forward to it, so I'm going to try my hardest to restrain myself from strangling one of them.
Yeah, I think you just need to leave, like the kids.
Yeah, I know. I wish I could, but I'm like locked in on that Monday.
Ew.
And if I can either quit or just keep working that Monday. I mean, I can add on extra shifts that aren't kids' shifts, but I just haven't done that.
Okay, cool. What about you, poor chap? What's going down in your world?
I guess I'm going to pick up my car, and then I'm going to drop off Chase's to get fixed at the Quick Lane Pearson Ford.
Well, look at you just doing shout-outs over here. Bing, bing. Mm-hmm. Must be nice to have connections.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
You okay, man? You seem kind of like down. Are you all right? You got to poop? What's wrong?
No, I'm good. I mean, there's not necessarily... I mean, I'm just doing everything right. Like, I don't necessarily have like a... quote. I mean, I have a friend that works there, but I'm not getting any special treatment. Like, I go in there, I pay for my stuff,
drop it
off.
Does he seem really awkward right now? He seems under, duress.
Yep, you do.
No, I'm good.
Okay, are you mad at me?
No, I'm not mad at you.
Am I wrong here? He seems... Okay. Alex, what do you got going down?
I'm going to catch up. I've been traveling, and then I had court yesterday for my child advocate's case and all that stuff. So I have not gotten to watch The Act on Hulu for the last couple weeks. So I'm going to sit down and binge a little bit.
I watched last night.
Was it so good?
Oh, so good.
I'm so excited that Porkchop Likes is finally someone on the show is into true crime shows with me.
I've always loved true crime shows.
Good. Oh, most people do. Most people do.
I'm excited. I've been driving a Jeep every month from a Champion Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 96th in Michigan, and they really do have some cool deals right now. Like for $299 a month, you can lease a the first one I had, it was a Jeep Wrangler Sport S, which is just badass, and you do it for like $299 a month. And
that's
also,
not bad at all.
No, I'm saying it's badass.
Super cheap.
Yeah, that's a heck of a deal. And they have employee pricing on all 2018 Jeep Wranglers. As a matter of fact, you could probably get the Jeep that I was driving and get that that deal. But I'm actually going out there today, and I'm in a Sahara, so say goodbye to my Mojito Green, and I'm Rick's supposed to hook me up with a new one today. So I don't know if I'm going to Rubicon
jealous.
Or what, but I need to find somewhere to drive off-roading, because he's like, dude, take it off-road. And I really, like, I've thought about driving up on the curb, and then it looks like a crazy person trying to hit people, but I need to go somewhere where, like, where I won't get stuck on a rock, but I can go on things.
You should go out to Jewel Daddy's parents' house and drive on their property.
Ooh, I will.
They've got a bunch of land.
I've got a spot for you. Do you know what a two-track is?
No, I know 2 Chainz.
Really, you don't?
No.
So I've only lived in Michigan for 3 years, and that's where I learned what a 2-track is.
We're
and
in it's Indiana like, right now.
Well, I know that, but you lived in Michigan.
I'm from Michigan,
right?
Yep.
So you should know what a 2-track is. It's like a back road that it's just two dirt like tire trails. That's called, you know, a 2-track. And you can, like, there's tons of 2-tracks.
Why do I feel like I'm in a bad Florida Georgia Line song right now? Get me out of here.
Oh, I was thinking Lil Nas X.
Oh, no, I like me some Lil Nas X.
You said you want somewhere to take your Jeep.
I'm gonna take my Jeep down the old town road. I'm gonna drive till I can't no more.
You need to do that. You need to make a video of you taking it down an old town road.
You're a freaking genius.
Yeah. Billy Cyrus remix, by the way, I'm liking it.
Oh, it's fire.
And I'm really hoping that country radio will start playing it at least the Billy Ray Cyrus version.
I think they are. I think
I thought they still were refusing.
Still, no. I know some in the country are. I don't know if people here have, but I know that there are country stations like across the country playing it, and it's like number one on their station.
I'm gonna take my Jeep from Champion Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram down an old town road.
It's a hip hop movement.
Get a lease for $299 till I can't no more. I'm gonna get that employee pricing on all 2018 models remaining. I think I did a good job plugging them right there. Seriously, though, go check them out. Champion Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Plus, if you do a test drive, they donate $50. I almost said $500. $50 to Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Indiana. I went on too long, guys. I know we got other things to do, so why don't we all say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.